Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli, ameen. I'd like to welcome everyone to our, I guess, third Qalam conferences here titled The Last Prophet, The Last Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Again, these programs are an effort to provide programming for the community at large, for everyone to benefit from. And really, this subject today, the topic of The Last Messenger, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is one of those subjects that I know from experience is one of the favorite topics for all the Qalam instructors to talk about and discuss, because it's so foundational to our faith and to what we do here at Qalam. So inshallah, today's program, you'll be hearing from all the different instructors at Qalam Institute, and we would like to start off today's program with the recitation of the Qur'an. Inshallah, today reciting for us right now will be Hafiz Muhammad Ishaq. He is a graduate of the second year of the Qalam Seminary, and he is continuing his studies throughout the Qalam Alamiya.
Bismillah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما تحيتهم يوم يلقونه سلام وأعد لهم أجرا كريما يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا وبشر المؤمنين بأن لهم من الله فضلا كبيرا ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين ودع أذاهم وتوكل على الله وكفى بالله وكيلا.
Inshallah, before we jump into our program today, I just want to start with a reminder and kind of just setting the tone and the objective for today's conference. So as I mentioned before, this is one of those subjects that is so foundational to our faith, and it's something that all the instructors here, you'll find them talking about it, you know, at pretty much every opportunity they get because of how important it is to our daily lives. And the question I want us all to understand and think about as we're listening to all of these different instructors and these different topics today is, why do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are we trying to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He answers this question in the Quran in a very clear way. He says, "In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allahu wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us that if you all claim to love Allah, then follow me, follow Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you of your shortcomings. So that is really the bottom line. Why do we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why are we trying to follow him? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, and so that we will be with him, with those that we love, in the company of those that we love, in Jannatul Firdaus, insha'Allah. So throughout this conference, insha'Allah, we'll see snapshots from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the objective here is for us to get to know the one that we claim to love. If we claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we want to try to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to get to know him better. We can't truly claim love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam unless we try to get to know him at a deep level. The deeper our relationship and our connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more sincere and the more true our love for him will be. And the second thing will be, as we see examples from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we want to see practical ways for us to follow his example. How can we implement the examples and the perfect character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our own lives throughout every aspect of our lives, not just our personal relationships, not just our relationship with Allah, but how we interact with the world around us? Inshallah, our first speaker today will be Ustadh Abdurrahman Murphy. This is someone that you all are probably familiar with if you've already been following our programs for some time. Ustadh Abdurrahman is an instructor at the Qalam Seminary. In addition to that, he is the founder and leader of the Roots Community Space. Bismillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam wa ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. The life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has incredible value to every single person who believes in the message of Islam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a solution to people's problems. He's a cure for people's sicknesses. He is relief for people's difficulties. He's courage for people's fears. I mean, the list could go on and on. One of the things that you can do, and all of us can do, to develop that appreciation that Ustadh Ubaydullah was just mentioning, and one of the things that you can do to really understand and to really grasp the importance of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the life of every Muslim, is actually to look at what life was like before he was born and before he received the charge and the mandate of wahi. If you look at the Arabian Peninsula and you look at the city of Mecca and what had happened and how far humanity had fallen before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then if you look at what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam transformed that very same area to, it is a testament to the greatness, the incredible power, and the incredible need of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the need that every Muslim has of him alayhi wasallam. Many people read, there's some narrations that are given to us through the companions about what life was like before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the companions described it as darkness, and this is a description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives as well. that even though their description is not literal, they're not talking about the darkness from the sun or the nighttime or the daytime or anything like that. They're talking about darkness of spiritual intellect, darkness of character, darkness of morality, the absence of illumination. And when a place doesn't have light, you can't see. When a place doesn't have illumination, you don't know what's right or wrong. You don't know up from down, left from right. You don't know what's safe or what's dangerous. It's an incredibly unsettling feeling when you can't see in front of you. So Arabia and the world without the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a place of darkness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes and says that he pulled and extracted us out of darkness and thrust us into the light by means of sending this message with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some of the companions talk about how the specific region and even the practices of the specific tribe and the clan of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those people and the people who lived in Mecca, was that even though they were the custodians of the noble house of God, the Kaaba, which had been there since, you know, the time of Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, even though they were the custodians of this house and they understood that the presence of the Kaaba in Mecca had given them honor and had given them respect and reverence from all over Arabia, they still did not match that dignity and that honor in their character. You hear stories of drunkenness running rampant, intoxication leading to immorality. You hear stories and you have narrations where people speak about the business transactions that they would oppress other people with. Even famously during the life of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the famous Hilful Fudul, the pact of the virtuous or the righteous, in which one of the businessmen from Yemen who was traveling to Mecca was taken advantage of. Can you imagine? Can you imagine in your own town, in your own neighborhood? Imagine that you wake up tomorrow and that you hear that somebody had traveled such a long distance, and as soon as they turned on your street, as soon as they got to your neighborhood, they were held at gunpoint. They were robbed and told to leave. How would you feel? How you would feel disturbed, you would feel unsafe, you would also feel disgusted that this kind of immorality was happening right in your neighborhood. These are the kinds of things that were happening, amongst others, in the Arabian Peninsula before the birth of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the time of his messengership as well. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his infinite wisdom and knowledge, he mandated and decided that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would be born. And he was born, as Ibn Ishaq mentions, on the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. He was born, as Ibn Ishaq mentions, on a Monday in the year that was known as the year of the elephant. And this was a phenomenal and a literally the greatest life-changing event in the history of humanity. This was the dawn of a new era. This was a new time now. This was a time in which all of the darknesses and immoralities, all of the oppression and the transgression, all of the difficulty that humanity was facing within itself and from outside of itself, it would finally have a solution. It would have a connection to Allah. It would have an answer for all of the questions that people were asking. The mother of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Amina, she described the birth of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not only the birth, but she described the period of his development in her womb. And she says, miraculously, that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the most incredibly easy in pregnancy, that she had no signs of difficulty, no symptoms, no soreness or tiredness, no sickness, no aches, no pains, no back problems. But the presence of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in her womb was something that presented ease to her. And this is something that's shocking, right? Because of course, you know, think about it. Nowadays, my wife and I, we have two kids. I mean, the pregnancy, there's a point in the pregnancy and the development of the child in the womb where the mother towards the end is saying, you know, as scary as childbirth sounds, let's hopefully it comes quick, because I want to have my normal life back. I don't want to have this difficulty that I'm experiencing. I want to have my normal life back. But Amina is describing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her womb as not presenting any difficulty for her. And at that time, they didn't have the modern medicine and equipment and technology that we have today, these cushy pillows and, you know, pain medication and heating pads and all these things. They had very, very rudimentary type therapies for these things. But she didn't need any of them, because the Prophet ﷺ's development in her, the pregnancy she had of Muhammad ﷺ, was that of complete and total ease. And this is a reflection of when Allah Ta'ala describes the Prophet ﷺ, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, that you were sent, and in your sending, you are a mercy for everybody. And that extended even to the birth, his own birth. The mercy extended to his own mother during his own birth. She also described in Ibn Ishaq, it gives us a narration that she also described that he was also very easy in the delivery process. This mercy also extended there as well. And Ibn Ishaq, he narrates that there was a vision that Amina had, that his mother, the mother of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she had while she was pregnant. And in this vision, in this moment, she was instructed to have proclaimed that this person that she was going to give birth to, this individual, was not just any random person. This was not going to be just another young boy that was coming into the world. No, this was going to be now, as the narration said, Sayyid hadhihi al-ummah, that this person was going to be the leader and the master and the authority of this ummah. And when in the vision, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, she was instructed to supplicate and to pronounce and proclaim that she placed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam solely under the protection of Al-Wahid, the One, Allah, under any treachery, under any plotting and scheming of those who were envious. Now, this is a very interesting moment in her life, because she had just lost her husband. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had never known his father. He was born as an orphan, never having met his father. And so she was at the same time feeling the grief and pain of losing her husband, Abdullah, and having to process through that difficulty and that pain and that sadness. And at the same time now was experiencing the joy of welcoming her new son, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a sign for all of us that no matter what difficulty you're experiencing, can you imagine losing your loved one, your spouse that you're in love with, that you want to spend the rest of your life with, that you think of every day? Can you imagine losing that person? Now, in that pain, process that Allah Ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to her to be a mercy for her during that time, that he could have been born at any other time, but he was born in the hardest and most dark moment of his mother's life. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everybody, was sent to this earth as a mercy for everybody. And from that mercy is that he can uplift you and I both out of whatever dark times that we're experiencing. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us in the Quran in Surah Al-Ahzab, he says, وَمَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. He says that Muhammad is not just somebody in your community. He's not just another person. He's not the father of any of your men, which is an expression that's used to illustrate. He's not just another Joe, as we would say in English. Walakin, right? Rasulullah, he is the messenger of God. The presence of mercy he has in your life, the power his example carries, the weight his words have, the obligation that is set upon us to follow him, the reason why we treat him differently is because he's different than everybody else. The Moroccan poet once said that sure, Muhammad is a man like any other man, just like a diamond is a stone like any other stone. He was trying to play with the thought process there. That yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرًا مِثْلُكُمْ. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell people, I am a human being just like you, that God has revealed to me, but I'm still human. So the Moroccan poet, he wrote that, yes, he's a human just like you, just like a diamond is a stone, just like that pebble you have in your hand. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why our respect, our reverence, our love, our adherence to his way is unlike anyone else, even greater than people that we love, like our parents and our family and our kids. I'm reminded of the narration of Umar radiallahu anhu, where he told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than everybody, but I don't love you more than myself. Like, you could line up anybody in the world and ask me if I loved you more than them, and I would say yes. But the minute I think of myself, I struggle answering that question. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told him, Umar, you haven't reached it yet. You haven't reached it yet. The peak of your faith relies upon your love of the Messenger of Allah, because he is the connection between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Umar went and he came back a short while later, having thought about it and reflected and having, you know, straightened out his soul, ironing himself to be as straight as possible. And he comes and says, Ya Rasulullah, now I want to tell you that I love you even more than I love myself, that I would choose you over me 100 times out of 100. I love you more than myself, Ya Rasulullah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled and said, now Umar, al-an, now Umar, you're there. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that in order for us to have the strongest connection with our faith, that he was a huge part of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that this messenger was sent, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم, that Allah ta'ala sent him. This dawn of a new era has started. Why? يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. That there's the role that the messenger has in our life. Number one, to introduce us to the recitation, the revelation, يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, to recite to us the verses so that we can become acquainted with God's word. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, and as a result of that, we become purified. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and then we decide and we take a commitment to learn the book and the wisdom or the way of life the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Before all of this, before this entire Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to you, before this entire era had began, you have no idea how far gone you were. So we sit here today celebrating the last messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We sit here today recognizing just how critical he is in our life, that if we want to have a good life, that following the messenger, loving him, adhering to him, it's not negotiable. That must happen more than ourselves. Or else, as Allah Ta'ala says, we'll find ourselves reverting back to the darknesses that we had found ourselves in before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ever sent to humanity. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to protect us from that. We ask Allah to grant us constant connection to him and to his beloved messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us love of the messenger in our hearts and give us love of his sunnah and adherence to his sunnah. We ask Allah ta'ala to grant us tawfiq. Jazakumullah khair, and everybody, thank you for joining us for today. I hope and pray that the rest of the day is more and more beneficial, more than whatever I was able to offer. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.